In an effort to do that, the drug blinatumomab, the bispecific T-cell engaging antibody that draws the CD3-positive T-cell to the CD19-positive B-cell so that the T-cell can kill the B-cell, had recently been approved, and we put him on that drug. The problem with blinatumomab is that, although it's very effective, it requires a continuous infusion for 28 days. And that's not easy to do. Even though you can change the bag every 7 days, it's not super easy to do. The patient got the blinatumomab, and as opposed to most patients who actually respond, he didn't respond, and he had a morphologic relapse of his ALL, a brisk hematologic relapse.